Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Fahey. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting second. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Chuck Baker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Havens. And now, play ball. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Jackson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Wilfong. Wilfong fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Wilfong. Kemp moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Parrish moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards the mound. Morris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiniger moves to third. Hatcher moves to second. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Engel. Fahey reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Castano reaches third base with a triple. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Castano scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Tigers, 1, Twins, 1. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kemp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Brookins reaches second base with a double. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker catches it and throws to first to double up Wilfong. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fahey hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins won. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goodwin hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. Castano tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Tigers, 2, Twins, 2. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hatcher. Trammell scores. Kemp moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Albert Williams now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Weiniger to Wilfong and they have Cowens trapped. The throw over to Goodwin, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fahey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Castano strikes out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Fahey and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trammell strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-2 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hoskin Powell pinch hits for Chuck Baker. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Mackanin now playing shortstop. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano juggles the ball. That's an error on Castano. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Brookins steals second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wackenfuss strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins moves to third. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fahey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Rick Leach now playing first base. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Champ Summers pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Stan Pappy now playing third base. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.